It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Who do you know that's uniquely famous? 312-946-4995. Guys, can I share a little story?
Sure, share the story.
Friday night, I went out to Coombs Corner in Lockport, beautiful Lockport. And Ron Coomer, our guy who joins us every Friday, was having a little event brought to you by our friends from Yuengling. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
And I went. It was awesome. I met all of Ron's like friends and like all of his like old high school like baseball buddies and stuff growing up. But it was cool. It was a lot of fun. Everyone I met was so nice. And then while we're there, you know, like I'm talking with some people and somehow like the Pope came up and I was like, oh man, everyone's got a Pope story. Everyone in Chicago knows the Pope, you know, like joking around.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, once the Pope, we found out he's from Chicago. It was like, oh yeah, I've got a connection to the Pope.
Yeah.
And I'm saying it to this guy and he's like kind of just looking at me and he's like, no, but I actually do know the Pope.
Oh, he knows the Pope?
And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, he was like, he taught at St. Rita High School. Like, he was like a substitute teacher at St. Rita High School. And that's where, like, I coached for a number of years. And I was like, really? And he pulls out his phone, shows me some photos. And I was like, oh.
Oh, my gosh.
You really do know Pope Leo.
Oh, my gosh. So this was from a long time ago?
I guess, clearly. Yeah, 5-10 years ago, probably.
Oh, wow.
I'm just, like, blown away. I was like, that got... Okay, so you know the Pope.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you know someone uniquely famous.
Yeah, exactly, right. Which is where we want to go with it today. Who do you know that is uniquely famous? What is your tie-in? 312-946-4995. Whether they're a big name or not. Whether they're just known for something. 312-946-4995. I want to hear more stories like this.
Yeah, I know this woman who has worked in Chicago radio for about 20 years. Mm-hmm. She's super nice, super cool. I get to see her every day.
Wait a minute. Are you just explaining this?
Oh,
no. Like, I'm talking about our boss, Marcy.
Oh,
she is super cool.
Oh, yeah. She is cool.
I can see where the mix-up would happen.
Right. Yeah. No.
Thanks a lot, Kyle. Yeah.
Her name starts with an M. 312-946-4995. Get in and let us know who the person you know who is uniquely famous. Whether a big name or just they're known for something. We want to hear about them. Coming up next on Melissa and Austin. Jan in North Aurora.
Do you know someone uniquely famous?
I do. My husband and his cousin are both original house DJs of Chicago.
Really?
Yes. Steve Poindexter is my husband's cousin. And then my husband, his DJ name is DJ Rick Lenore.
Wow. And house music was founded here in Chicago, wasn't it?
It originally started in New York, but yeah, it came here to Chicago.
Okay.
No way.
Wow.
So,
yes.
Did they do it together?
They did. My husband started when he was like 14, 15, doing DJing at like Mindel and Hale's Franciscan Alliance in the city and different other schools.
Okay.
And Steve was right there with them.
And where were some of the places that they did that,
They played at all the local high schools, I guess you could say Christian high schools or whatever.
Okay.
And they played at the Warehouse and several other places.
Wow. Oh my gosh, that is kind of cool.
Well, listen,
that's
Jen,
so
thank
cool.
you so much for calling and sharing. That is awesome.
That is such
Thank
a unique
you.
Story.
Have a good day, guys.
You
okay,
too.
You too.
Amanda in Yorkville.
Do you know somebody uniquely famous?
Yes, Corey Crawford.
Whoa! Hello.
How so?
His kid plays hockey with my girls.
No way.
Yes.
That is awesome. Are they goalies?
My girls, no, but the little one wanted to be goalie, but we've convinced her not to be. But yeah, he's out there. He coaches the goalie clinics and stuff. It's awesome.
Wow.
Oh, that's really cool.
Oh my gosh.
So how long have you known him?
I mean, I wouldn't say that I know him. I've talked to him a handful of times. But over the last course of the last year, the youngest one got to play at the United Center with his kid. And
oh, that's cool.
It was pretty cool.
Does he ever wear his ring?
Not that I've seen, but he did come out in full gear 2 weeks ago for the goalie clinic and all the Fox stuff, so it was pretty awesome.
That's really cool.
Are his kids as talented as he is?
Yeah, he's actually really good. He's got a pretty decent shot. He's not playing goalie yet, but I think he's going to one day.
That is really cool. That is a definite unique famous person
that you know. Without question. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for calling. We really do appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Robert and Austin.
Do you know somebody uniquely famous?
Yes, I do. My daughter, Hannah.
Why is she uniquely famous?
Well, she attended a school that was an exclusive school for art.
Okay.
And she was one of the few people that was selected with the group to perform a huge piece that is now permanently installed downtown and on a wall in the city of Chicago on Randolph Street between Wabash and Michigan.
Well, oh, wow. What is it that's hanging there?
It's a glass mosaic. It's kind of a big group of scattered pieces. It's hard to explain, but it's kind of cool to know that piece is down there forever.
Yeah.
No kidding.
And it's so it's installed into like the side of a building?
Yes. Yes.
That's incredible. And the cross streets again one more time?
It's on Randolph between Wabash and Michigan. It's on the north side of Randolph.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That's cool.
I love that.
Yeah, I was very proud.
I bet you were. That's really awesome.
Well, Robert, thank you so much for calling and sharing.
Yeah, thank you.